The Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, opened today in Orlando, Florida. It features a number of supporters of former President Donald Trump, and of course, Trump himself will speak on Sunday. But one person who will not be there is Al Cardenas, the former chair of the American Conservative Union, the parent organization of the conference and former chair of the Florida Republican Party. Al Cardenas joins us now via Skype. Welcome and nice to have you.
Well, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
So why won't you be attending CPAC this year?
Well, it's changed. You know, as a former chairman of the organization, if I don't have anything positive to say, it's good form not to show up and be there. CPAC's been around more than 50 years, and I supported it from the outset. I was on its board for 15 years, and I am sad to see during the last few years, it's not representative of what I loved about CPAC.
Well, Donald Trump Jr. will be there, as well as Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, the former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as well. What's your reaction to the lineup of speakers at CPAC?
Many of the folks lined up to speak, especially the five or six panels that they have, are all designed to prolong this concept that the election's been stolen. And I have a real serious problem with that. January 6th was no accident. I think that people reacted violently to the president's and his surrogate speaking about elections being stolen. I believe the election was fair. The courts of the country believed the elections were fair. And last and foremost, if you don't believe in the fairness of the elections, you don't believe that we have a democracy to stand on. And that's not right. Prolonging that elections were stolen lie is wrong for America. It's wrong for what we believe in. And it's not the rule of law. It's dangerous.
So, as you say, the speakers include many who backed the former president's false claims of a stolen election. And there are a number of sessions at CPAC on, quote, protecting elections. So just to follow up on what you just said, is this going to be an outlet for more false conspiracy theories about the election? And does that surprise you, given the attack on the Capitol January 6th by some people who touted those very theories?
Well, it doesn't surprise me, given the tenor of this. Just this very morning, there was a rollout of a Donald Trump golden figure, kind of like the biblical golden statues. And that idolatry is not healthy for our country. But whether it's idolatry or not, what's not healthy for our country is continuing to promote the big lie about the election being stolen and continuing to have certain folks out there take to the streets in a violent manner. Hundreds of people have been arrested for the January 6th event, and I'm just fearful that that situation is far from over.
Politico first reported that former Vice President Pence declined an invitation to speak at CPAC this weekend. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley also will not speak. I mentioned those who will be speaking. What do you take from the list of people who either aren't speaking or, like yourself, are not going at all?
Well, what it says is that those people who've decided to align their political futures following Donald Trump's star will echo that which Donald Trump will have to say. And it's an uncomfortable place to be in if you believe that that's a lie and if you believe it's counterproductive to the party. There have been tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Republicans who've switched parties since January 6th. And my sense is that the Donald Trump idolatry will continue to shrink my party, and that will hurt us in the short and in the long run.
So to keep that from happening, what should the Republican Party then be focusing on right now?
Should be focusing on policies. It should be a loyal opposition to the Congress and the president. It should continue to focus on whether the COVID relief bill is fiscally sound. It should continue to debate in a constructive way an immigration reform bill. When the party concentrates on policy, it does fairly well. When the party gets to the streets in this Donald Trump fashion, it shrinks, not only in size, but in stature. And I would love to see my party return to policy discussions.
Al Cardenas is the former chair of the American Conservative Union, the parent organization of the conference. He's also senior partner of Squire, Patton & Boggs. Al Cardenas, thank you very much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.